hit in here about the time the burgeoning effect began to affect this place. And he supervised the, and he was a wonderful administrator, supervised the thing through the, up to where it is today. It's got about 2,500 members. But the church was different back in the earlier days. It was a different type of experience.
In what way was it different?
Well, they were just a lot more spiritual than they are today.
Would you say that in Roswell, churches are as important to people now as they were back then?
Some people. Not all of them.
Okay. We've heard a lot about characters around town. Would you say that there were characters that you knew when you were young?
About everybody I knew was a character. I don't know how to categorize a character. You know, there's, I'm going to tell you the story I alluded to a while ago, and I'm not going to use any names. But over near where we live was an old man. I will use his name. His name was Herb. There's a family of people here still in this area, the family. Mr. Herb had an old rough farm of about 80 acres. It was really too rough to make a living out of. And he had about a dozen kids. But he was one to talk with a slow drawl like that, and you had to wait about 5 minutes to hear what he had to say if it was two sentences. And he dipped snuff, and it ran out of one corner of his mouth all the time. The man was highly intelligent. He just didn't have credit. He just didn't get credit for it. And what he did for a living was what he could do on that farm. And he raised a lot of sorghum cane. And he had a mill that he could make sorghum syrup with it, and he'd sell that syrup to the people, grocery stores, or whoever would buy it. Besides that, he had some woodlands, and he'd cut pine trees down, cut them up in short sections like that, split them up into pieces of wood. He'd load his two-horse wagon up full of that and take it up to town and sell it for $5. And, you know, people had up here, up in town, didn't have any trees, and they had to buy the stove wood. Didn't have any other way, didn't have gas out here. A few of them had kerosene stoves, but mostly wood. Well, there was another family that lived in the near proximity to them that was notorious thieves. It's hard to use the term. They didn't fall in the category of being criminals exactly, but they would just steal just about anything that they felt was loose and available for the taking. And Mr. Herb got to missing his stove wood. And one day he just got tired of it getting gone. He'd stack it up and let it dry after he'd cut it, because pine wood won't burn until it gets dry. And all stove wood was pine, just about it. So, he got tired of it, and one day he just went out and bored a hole in the end of a piece of stove wood, packed it full of gunpowder, and put him a wood plug in the end of it, and just put it back in the pile. And one morning, a fella came. We had the only telephone on the